This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Mosquitoes can be a pesky problem, but they can sometimes be more than that. They can also transmit diseases to humans. One mosquito-borne virus that's been in the news recently is the Zika virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there have been 312 cases in the U.S. One of those was in Kentucky and nine in Ohio, with one of those being in Butler County. And here to discuss the Zika virus and how to protect yourself from getting infected, our medical director of the Ohio Department of Health, Dr. Mary DeOrio, Northern Kentucky Health Department Epidemiology Manager Joyce Rice, and Director of Environmental Health and Safety at the Northern Kentucky Health Department, Steve Devine. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Mary, Joyce, and Steve, thanks for being here this afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Mary, there have been a lot of news stories about the Zika virus. Just how big of a problem is this?
Of South America and in the Caribbean. That's where we have active Zika virus transmission through mosquitoes that's going on. Right now, we have to be prepared for possible transmission in our state in Ohio or in Kentucky, but the main transmission is occurring in those tropical countries. And all of the cases that we've had so far in Ohio, because obviously the transmission is occurring in those countries, have been travelers who've gone to those countries and then been infected.
Mm-hmm. And what's the case in Kentucky? You've had, I think, one case so far in the state?
There have been three cases, and they've all been travelers.
All travelers as well. Is there a certain type, since this is mosquito-borne, is there a certain type of mosquito that carries this virus?
There really is. The Aedes aegypti is the primary carrier of it, and Aedes albopictus is another species that's also a carrier. And those aren't as common, certainly not in our area, not as common in the U.S. as are in some of the South and Central America countries and other areas that are seeing this. But we do have some of those in our area, so it's not like we don't have those species available around here.
So at this point, there are no signs that the virus is circulating in the mosquito populations in Kentucky?
Correct.
Okay, and the same in Ohio, Mary?
That's correct, yes.
Now, what is the difference between the Zika virus and the West Nile virus?
Sure. Well, I'll throw a little bit out there. In our case with the West Nile virus, it's something that is an issue, but we basically see that in our Culex mosquitoes, a different species that's much more common in our area. Those are the primary species around here. But also, you only see roughly 1% of the people who are exposed to that virus through a mosquito bite who actually show symptoms, come down with an illness, versus with the Zika, you talk about roughly a 20% chance of catching it from people who are bitten by an infected mosquito.
Okay, what are the symptoms?
For the Zika virus, it would be rash, headache, fever, and conjunctivitis, redness of the eyes.
Uh-huh. And how long does it usually take for all that to show up after you've been bitten?
The incubation period is not known.
Okay, so we have no idea on that. Mm-hmm. But it's not so much the symptoms, because they're relatively mild, right?
Right, and they'll last about a week. Is how long the symptoms will generally last.
It's the potential for complication, though, that's of concern.
Right. In most people, only one in five people who are bitten by an infected mosquito will actually get this. But if you're pregnant, then that's the problem. It causes problems with the baby.
Mm-hmm. Mary, the CDC just issued some new guidelines around the Zika virus. I think it was designed to protect women who are pregnant or expecting to get pregnant. What were some of the guidelines that they're issuing?
So they wanted to, we've been getting out guidance from CDC to our partners, and in particular, we're trying to make sure that pregnant women or women who are thinking about becoming pregnant are aware of the risk to traveling to areas where there's active Zika virus transmission. But CDC's guidance specifically also then talked about the women who are trying to get pregnant now, if they have been traveling to areas where there have been Zika virus transmission, or if their partner has been to areas, what it would be the recommendation in regards to how long to maybe wait before trying to get pregnant. And so we've been distributing that information. The biggest challenge is in regards to men. We do know that there can be sexual transmission of the Zika virus, and we do not know exactly how long the virus can stay in semen. And we know for sure that it could be an extended period of time, much longer than the virus can stay in blood. So if a man has become infected and has had symptoms of Zika virus infection, the guidance says that it is recommended to wait 6 months prior to, working on conceiving a baby.
And what's happening is it's what is the name of the disease that or the
microcephaly?
Thank you. The child can have. What is that?
It's a shrinking of the brain. The brain doesn't fully develop as the baby is developing.
Okay, so that's the risk. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us, and let's talk with Maggie in Green Hills. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. I kind of have an answer to my question now, but my question is, how long does the Zika virus stay in a woman's system? For example, I'm not planning on being pregnant in the near future, but perhaps in the next year or 2 years, and what would happen if I were to be infected, like, this summer? Would I be okay, like, in the next, couple of years? I know 6 months for men is what you just said, but what about for women?
So the guidance that has been put out is really also a recommendation for people to talk with their healthcare provider. What CDC is recommending for people who go travel and then don't have symptoms, and so don't have any infection. So that would be both men and women, that at least they need to wait 8 weeks. But as men who become infected and have symptoms, that's where that longer time frame is. But I would say that this is interim guidance, and we are trying to understand the virus more and more. But right now, for women who travel and do not develop symptoms and do not get infected right now, it's recommended they wait 8 weeks prior to trying to become pregnant. But it really is best for people to talk to their healthcare provider about their own individual circumstances. And there are ways that people can protect themselves against getting bitten by mosquitoes when they're traveling. And by all means, that's the number one thing we can do to prevent, getting the infection, is to protect ourselves from getting bitten by the mosquitoes. And so we would recommend that people travel, do everything they can to prevent getting bitten by mosquitoes.
We will continue our conversation about the Zika virus and take your phone calls at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and here to discuss the Zika virus and how to protect yourself from getting infected are Medical Director of the Ohio Department of Health, Dr. Mary DeOrio, Northern Kentucky Health Department Epidemiology Manager Joyce Rice, and Director of Environmental Health and Safety at the Northern Kentucky Health Department, Steve Devine. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And let's talk with Stephen in Northside. Hi, Stephen.
I think that was David. Yes. Hello?
Okay, hello. Go right ahead.
Yes, it's David.
Okay, David.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you guys are making this connection between the Zika virus and these birth defects. And I'm just curious whether there has been some definitive connection made there. It's my understanding that when we were first hearing reporting on this, and I'm not conspiratorial, and I don't necessarily feel that Monsanto is responsible for everything in the universe, but there were some connections to certain chemicals that Monsanto was using in the areas where these birth defects were taking place, and people were wondering whether there was some other thing that was causing the birth defects other than the virus. This virus has been around that we've known about since the 1950s, and suddenly, all of a sudden...
Yeah, I think it even dates back to 1947, from what I understand, so...
They have found the virus in the some of the babies that were born with the defects, and it is an ongoing surveillance that they're doing in other countries that are now seeing the virus. They are, watching those to see how many cases they have in there.
513-419-7100, and let's talk with Troy in Covington. Hi, Troy.
Hello. Hi, I was curious about how you catch this virus. I know you mentioned you can catch it sexually, like maybe an STD. But if we have family who travel to Brazil and come home, is there any other way that we could catch it?
It's not by casual contact. We know that. Yeah.
No.
Go ahead, Mary.
I was just going to say that there's no indication that the Zika virus can be spread person to person through casual contact. The primary transmission is through the mosquito. There has been, as you've noted, sexual transmission from a man to a woman. And we do know that the mother can transmit an infection to her baby, either during pregnancy or at delivery. And there is likely transmission. There can be transmission from transfusion of infected blood products. Those are what we know, but really casual contact, there is no indication of transmission through casual contact.
Mary, how is someone tested to find out if they have Zika?
So right now our lab can do testing, the Ohio Department of Health state lab, and if someone has been traveling to a country where there's ongoing Zika transmission and has returned and developed signs or symptoms of illness, they could talk to their healthcare provider, and we can do testing at our state lab. We would want to do the testing within 7 days of onset of symptoms because we're actually doing testing looking for the virus. So people that, return, we want them, if they do get ill, to contact their healthcare providers right away.
And in Kentucky, we're actually, the state lab will test for dengue fever and chikungunya too, because the symptoms are very
related?
Similar. And then the specimen will go on to the CDC for testing for Zika.
And the same mosquitoes carry those illnesses as well, so it's good to test for that package. And if you do go to go to a doctor's office and you've been in those areas, or if you're a female and your husband or your boyfriend has been in those areas, you should mention the fact that that you either traveled to that area or you've been exposed to somebody who's traveled in that area.
Mary, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And the one other thing I would say is that any pregnant woman, regardless of whether or not she has symptoms, there's specific guidance that, both Ohio and Kentucky would be following to get testing done for pregnant women. So we're testing primarily at the state lab for people who have signs or symptoms of illness, but we want pregnant women to know that if they have traveled to countries where there's Zika virus transmission, we're recommending testing, and we'll send that to CDC.
513-419-7100 to join the conversation. And I believe it's Julie in Clifton. Is that right, Julie?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, go right ahead.
So my question is, so I understand that a woman should refrain for 8 weeks, at least 8 weeks, from attempting to get pregnant. But my question is, should that also include, for those 8 weeks, refraining from engaging in any sexual contact with her partner? Because there might be a risk that you could then pass it on to your partner, and then it could extend that waiting period to 6 months.
So we do not know, although some of this information, we're still learning, we do not know if a woman can transmit infection, a female, to a male partner. We do know that men have been able to transmit it to a female partner. So that's information we do know. In regards to protection, we do have recommendations about condom use. So it would be recommended that unless, that's because people don't, we want to protect against possible pregnancy during that 8 weeks. If people are looking at doing that, we would recommend that they use condoms to protect against that during that interim. So but we would recommend you talk to your healthcare provider about specific guidance for yourself. But the CDC recommendation is to wait at least 8 weeks prior to becoming pregnant in the interim to use protection.
So, Mary, what kind of preparatory steps is Ohio taking for dealing with Zika?
Well, we have had, a couple of weeks ago, we had a tabletop exercise where we brought together our partners, both local health departments, mosquito control agencies, state agency partners, in anticipation that we might get localized transmission if the Asian tiger mosquito is able to transmit Zika virus. And what we're working on now is we're ready to implement any effective measures to deal with any mosquito transmission should we ever have any. We have excellent surveillance for cases right now. It's a reportable condition in Ohio, as I'm sure it is in Kentucky. So if someone does become ill with Zika, the local health departments know what steps need to be taken. And we are trying to get education to folks out right now about the new guidance as it comes out from CDC about what we do know about Zika virus so that people can be as up-to-date with the information as we get it from CDC.
And Joyce and Steve, what about in Kentucky? What kind of preparations are you making there?
Sure. Well, on the medical side, we're also, like Mary mentioned, work with our state office and through the CDC in following their guidelines and do monitoring of any cases that might come up, getting information out to medical providers as well as the general public. But also from the environmental end of it, we're looking at things. these are kind of a little bit different mosquitoes in terms of the Aedes versus the Culex, the two different types. These are more the ones that you tend to find around the house or even inside the house. So there's some issues related to that. But as far as on the outside is doing things that and trying to get the public to do things around their home so that you don't have standing water where these eggs can be laid and hatched out from the mosquitoes. So things like education about abandoned pools and bird baths and things in the backyard that could collect water when it rains, as well as we're doing some limited larva sighting ourselves with our staff as we find problem areas as we go down the road here. And also just really trying to get to the point where hopefully the state lab will be able to do some testing for us so we can do mosquito surveillance so we can actually capture mosquitoes, send them downstate and test so we can see if there is any virus eventually that makes it, although we know it's not here now.
Okay, 513-419-7100. Let's speak with Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Yeah, hi. You may have answered it. I was just wondering, the specific variety of mosquito that's carrying the Zika virus currently, do we know if that mosquito itself is prevalent in the greater Cincinnati area? And also, if it's not, do we know if the virus can be transmitted to other varieties of mosquitoes that we do have?
Sure. Good questions. And those are questions we have as well. We do have some of the Aedes-type mosquito species in our area that are the primary culprits for carrying them. It's a much smaller percentage compared to what we have of the more native mosquitoes in our area. And what we don't know at this point is if it's going to be able to be transmitted by the other species that are more common in our area. That's something that right now is still kind of a wait and see, unfortunately, and we'll have to see what happens in other more southern states as well that may be more prevalent to having this because of the temperature.
So, Mary, you started to touch on this earlier, but ways to prevent this, ways to protect yourself, what are things people can do?
Right. So some of the things is wearing EPA-registered insect repellent, wearing long sleeves and pants. And in particular, these are going to be for when people are going on travel where there's Zika transmission ongoing. But this can protect against getting bitten by any mosquitoes that we even have in Ohio and Kentucky. So these are good advice. Also, people should look at the screens on their windows and on their doors and make sure they're in good repair now so that when mosquito season starts, their screens will be in repair. And then, as already been mentioned, look for standing water around the home, whether or not it be in a, as I mentioned, in a, like a baby pool or a bird bath, or and try to eliminate any standing water if possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other thing that people can do if they come back from these areas and are sick, they want to avoid being bitten by a mosquito for 3 months so they don't get it into our mosquito population.
Mm-hmm. Is it, and Joyce, is it possible that once you've had this, you can get it again, or do we know that at this point?
What they think right now is once you've had it, you're immune from it.
Well, Mary, Joyce, and Steve, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having
me.
Medical Director of the Ohio Department of Health, Dr. Mary DeOrio, Northern Kentucky Health Department Epidemiology Manager Joyce Rice, and Director of Environmental Health and Safety at the Northern Kentucky Health Department, Steve Devine. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's program is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Rick Andres was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now next on 91.7 WVXU. And be sure to join us tonight at 7 for Ohio Governor John Kasich's State of the State Address.